AI News by Conjero.
More than 70 organizations are pressing Meta over a real-time face recognition feature for its AI glasses. They say this isn't a small upgrade. It changes the risk profile of wearables.
Right, because glasses are always on in a way phones aren't. A phone recognition app takes a deliberate action, but a wearable can identify people in public with very little friction.
And that's why civil liberties groups are worried about abuse victims, immigrants, and LGBTQ+ people. The concern is real-time identification, tracking, and harassment becoming much easier.
The technical side matters too. If recognition happens on the device, latency, battery life, model size, and update methods all shape the privacy and failure risks.
Exactly. A design that keeps data on device and limits retention is very different from one that syncs face embeddings or logs identity events. That's not just engineering, it's a policy choice.
And even with secure hardware and encrypted storage, the core issue doesn't go away. A device that can identify people in public can turn a face into a searchable identifier.
The obvious fear is misidentification, but the bigger problem may be cumulative misuse. If it works well enough, it could make tracking, cross-referencing, and building dossiers on bystanders much easier.
There's also a predator scenario raised here: someone using the glasses to identify victims or gather personal information in places where people expect some anonymity.
Bias stays a major concern, too. Facial recognition has a history of uneven performance across demographic groups, and in a wearable, even small error rates can translate into real harm.
So a credible safety plan would need more than accuracy claims. It would need explicit opt-in, visible indicators when recognition is active, logs, and a real kill switch if things go wrong.
And the policy side isn't an afterthought. State privacy laws, biometric rules, consumer protection, and AI governance frameworks could all shape whether this can ship responsibly.
That's the bigger takeaway. This is not just about feature parity. The question is whether a company can make real-time face recognition in glasses safe enough, transparent enough, and governable enough to justify launching it at all.
AI News by Conjero.